Learning the laws of Shabbos in Siman Reish Samach Zayin, we're discussing how a person could be Mekabel Shabbos early, even though it is not yet Shkia. And then the Mechaber said, "V'le'echol miyad," a person can even eat immediately thereafter. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Hatam," the reason why one is able to enjoy their Shabbos meal, even though it's still light outside, is tikivon to kibel alav Shabbos. Since you've already been Mekabel the Shabbos, the host in Mechol al Kodesh, and by doing that, in which it's encouraged to accept Shabbos early, is so that one could have more of the weekday attached to the Shabbos. Nechshav kishabbos la'inyan zeh, deyachol kaddish le'echol miyad. You'll have to make kiddush, you'll have to eat immediately. It's not a problem because for you it is Shabbos. So therefore, even though it's still light outside, it's not officially Friday night, it's not Shkia, but since you are Mekabel Shabbos, so then all of the dinim apply to you. You can't do malacha, can't do any of the, violate any of the Shabbos. You can also make kiddush and also eat. The yochel ligmor sudas mebod yom. He brings down that not only can you begin the suda, you can even complete it before sunset, which may not necessarily happen all the time. A person has a suda at least for 1 hour, then they're already going to end up, they'll continue eating into shkia, and while it's already after sunset. But yesh cholkim, but he brings down that there are those that disagree with this. As is brought down the Sefer Chassidim, the Bach, in the name of the Moral from Prague, the Sobin, they hold, she is zahir limshoch sudaso ad halayla, the yoch kazayas belayla. He doesn't say that you can't start your meal during the day, but at least you have to have some of the meal, the kazayas, into the night. So as long as you could start the meal during the day, your Mekabel Shabbos early, but you should continue your suda and eat into the night. The question is why? We just gave a very valid reason why you don't have to do that, because you're already Mekabel Shabbos, so what difference does it make if it's light or it's dark outside? And he says the time on the reason for this is based on a pasuk. Tkivan dehashalosh seudos yalfinen memad dechsev ichu hayom ki Shabbos hayom Hashem. The pasuk says three times the word hayom, and since it says the word hayom on this day, we derive that you have to eat three meals. That's how we derive the obligation of Shalosh Sudas, the fact that the Pasuk says Hayom three times. So the fact that we also derive it from a word Hayom, the day, implies that it has to be, at least according to this opinion, that you have to eat Be'inan, that you require Shekayim Osim B'yom Shabbos Atzmo. That those three meals have to be during that time span, that 24-hour time span of Shabbos. And therefore, l'chadchila nochem l'chosh l'divrehem. L'chadchila, if one could follow this opinion, it's better to do so. Nonetheless, if a person doesn't, you're still yotzei b'di'eved, because there's certainly other opinions that say that you're okay. But again, it doesn't mean, no one holds that you can't start the meal before shkia. It only means the question, the dispute, is do you have to make sure the meal continues a little bit past sunset. So according to these stricter opinions, based on the reading, the sensitive sentence that requires three meals, hayom, dafka, during the day, then a person should try to follow that opinion. It's also brought down with regard to mincha, which we discussed, that it's necessary that a person should daven mincha before one is Mekabel Shabbos. Brought down in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, Mishkvar Kibolavas Shabbos. If you already accepted Shabbos upon yourself, let's say you forgot it's a summer and you accepted Shabbos early, and you realized you didn't have a mincha yet. Kivan Shikvar Nichnas Etzu Yom Shabbos. Once you have accepted Shabbos upon yourself, as we said, you can make kiddush, you can't do malacha. Einu Yochel Spal Shuk Tfila Shalchol. You can no longer daven the weekday tfila of mincha. L'tichach, therefore, im adayin lo hispal mincha, if you didn't daven mincha yet, oz sarach hispal tfilos Shabbos beis pa'amin. It's considered to be a mistake. You didn't do it on purpose. So therefore, the fact that you were Mekabel Shabbos early, and then you realize, you know what, I didn't daven mincha yet, so you can no longer daven the weekday mincha. Instead, you'll have to do a tashlumin, you'll have to make up the mincha that you missed by davening two Shabbos davenings of Marv. And he says, this may not be something which is very practical to us on a daily basis. You go to shul and you're going to daven. He says there's two practical ways that this could apply. First of all, with regard to women. Women who daven mincha. He says, Al kin kivan, shanoshim mikablu shabbos im hadlakasam. We know, as we established when we came to the laws of lighting the Shabbos candles, that unlike men, women are mikablu the Shabbos at the time that they light the candles. And therefore, srichos l'spala mincha kodem shemadlikos. They may feel, you know what, I daven mincha, it's my minhag. So a woman has accustomed to daven mincha, let's say, and she's running short on time. She says, you know what? So what's the difference? I'll light Shabbos candles, and then I'll daven mincha. She's not allowed to do that. Once she lights the Shabbos candles, it is now Shabbos. She's already mekabel the Shabbos. And therefore, at that point, she can't daven mincha anymore. So therefore, she has to be careful if she does daven, that she should daven mincha before the candles are lit. V'chein and so too, and we'll stop with this sentence, Misha kibul of Shabbos im hakahal. Let's say a person is davening, is mekabel Shabbos, you accepted already with the congregation. Let's say you, again, it's a summer minyan. There's a few minyanim going on in the community, so you don't have to necessarily daven at this place. You don't have to be mekabel Shabbos early. There's a later minyan in town. But you walk into shul late. And you walk into shul, kagon alidei baruchu. You're walking by marav, right? And it's, again, it's still light outside. It's a Friday afternoon. And you say baruchu with them. At that point, also l'spal mincha shel chol, v'spal shtayim shel Shabbos. At that point, since you have been mekabel the Shabbos because you're together with a tzibor, at that point no longer can you daven mincha, but rather again, as a tashlum, and similar to that woman, you'd have to daven two Shabbos marav tefillos. Shabbat shalom.